Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Libertarian candidate for Governor Cliff Hira spent months collecting signatures of voters to get on the ballot statewide. Last month, the Virginia Department of Elections said he qualified to be on the ballot in every jurisdiction in Virginia. But when voters are confronted with his name, they might not know anything about him. That's because debate organizers of the three debates for governor have not invited him to participate. The first debate is this weekend at the Homestead Resort in Hot Springs during the annual meeting of the Virginia Bar Association. Hira is not invited. The last Libertarian candidate for governor, Robert Sarvis, says that's not fair to voters.
It's basically undermining the ability of the people to hear different ideas and to see everybody who's going to be on their ballot. When there's only three people on the ballot, there's no argument for keeping people out.
Now, the Bar Association policy for who gets to be part of the debate says a candidate must be significant to participate, which they define as someone who does well in polling, has raised a lot of money, attracted a fair amount of media coverage. But the policy does not include any specific numbers for polling or fundraising, leaving it to the judgment of organizers. So far, Hira is not making the cut. I'm Michael Pope.